Earlier this year, the House Agriculture Committee created the Bipartisan Agricultural Labor Working Group, with 7 Democrats and 7 Republicans working to identify and find solutions for the workforce issues faced by agricultural producers around the nation. The group held roundtable sessions on a number of topics related to the H-2A guest worker program in an attempt to identify issues and create solutions. California Congressman Doug LaMalfa is one of the Republicans in the work group.
We're trying to find all the pieces you can agree on unanimously or agree on, say, by a supermajority, and then things that we would agree on with just a bare minimum that are still somewhat bipartisan, and see what elements of that can be successful in a bill going forward.
He says it is a challenge to try to meet the needs of producers all over the nation.
Well, it's kind of a regional thing. Different regions want different things. You know, some regions are looking for the ability to have greater variability in wages. Some are demanding more ability to have processors participate. For example, they want more processors to have the same type of labor. And hey, I'm for those conversations, but if they blow up the bill, the ability to pass a bill, then you aren't anywhere.
Sometimes there is not a good compromise.
That's why in the previous bill, although we talked about having processor labor be part of it, we knew that was going to be kind of a deal killer. So, well, let's leave that one and we can come back to it at a different time. Let's get this vehicle, let's keep it moving. And, again, wage adjustments in certain regions of the country, being able to move wages back down when maybe conditions or prices get worse. I understand the ability to want to ask for that, but I don't know how you take wages away from people that are already at a particular level.
He also pointed out that the H-2A issues the working group was created for are separate from the Farm Bill. I'm Sabrina Halverson.